You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A measles case has been confirmed in Aotearoa for the first time since 2019. This comes as childhood immunisation rates are at some of the lowest levels in modern times. I spoke to vaccinologist at the University of Auckland, Helen Petosis-Harris, who says it would take a miracle for Aotearoa to avoid a measles outbreak. I started off our interview asking Petosis-Harris why we should be concerned about measles.
Measles is a disease that spreads very, very quickly when it's got people who are susceptible to it. So it's really, you have to have almost everybody in your community immune so it doesn't spread, and it can be very, very serious. So we had a horrible epidemic of measles in 2018, and it also spread then to Samoa, who saw a lot of deaths, about 83 deaths in young children mainly.
Aotearoa's childhood immunisation rates are at some of the lowest levels ever. Can you tell us about what our vaccination levels currently are and how they compare to previous years as well as overseas?
Well, they are very low for shall we say, modern times in New Zealand. So they rose up through the 2000s, and by about 2017 or so, 2018, we actually had quite high rates among our infants. And there was little inequity. Māori, Pacific, New Zealand, European, all the different ethnicities had very similar rates for a brief time. And then they started to go down. So by the time COVID came, we were getting really concerned. And this is something we've been seeing overseas as well. Once COVID hit, things got really bad. So now we find ourselves in a worse situation than we were back in 2018.
Yeah, and thank you for that correction as well of modern times. That is quite an important distinction. There have been some concerns about a potential outbreak happening. Do you think we're able to prevent an outbreak at this current stage?
I think we'd need a miracle, because we've just got, we would have to get vaccines into so many people so fast. I find that really hard to imagine that that could be achieved, especially as a lot of these people are going to be harder to reach, and we really need the mountain to go to Muhammad. We really need some of those services to get out to the people themselves directly. So I think that's a tall order, to be honest.
Why should people be getting vaccinated against the measles, and who should be getting vaccinated?
We've got some gaps in some of our adolescent and young adults. There's still some low rates there. So that age group, if they're not sure whether they've had two doses of vaccine, get themselves a dose. It's fine. It's sort of having any increased safety risks if you have an extra dose, if you're unsure. And then the other group that are really concerning are the young ones who have been impacted by these really low vaccine coverage rates. So an infant in an area where there's measles can actually have a vaccine as low as 6 months of age. And certainly we've been routinely offering it from 1 year. So it's important to get at least one dose away, and two doses takes that protection right up to getting close to 100%, about 98% after two doses. Very protective, and that protection should last for life.
And what would your call on the government be after this recent case?
Well, you know, we've had a lot of years to get this sorted out, and that hasn't happened. I understand that there's some really good strategies that they're in the process of implementing. I really hope that they will be successful, but right now it's not something we can achieve, you know, overnight tomorrow. So it's going to come down to everybody needing to check themselves, check their children, their infants, and try and access those vaccines as soon as possible, particularly in those areas where this infection might be most likely to spread. At the moment, that's in West Auckland area.
And that was Helen Petosis Harris talking about measles in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.